I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and normally I'm alongside Golfer Gal, but once again, her seat is vacant. However, we have found a suitable replacement, and that is Nate from Cleveland Golf, to discuss one of their products for 2011. Nate, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Very good, Josh. Thank you very much for having us on.
The reason I wanted to have you on is about a month ago, THP did a little bit of a testing, and it's different than our normal testing where we get the clubs to either our forum members or to a staffer, have them test out a product, and then they write their thoughts on it. This time we did something a little different, and that is we took one of your fairway woods. We actually had four of them to make sure we had proper fitting shafts and lofts for everybody, and went to a public range and walked up and down the range and had a number of people test out the club, comparing it to their current fairway wood. Everybody had everything from every major OEM out there. And what we found was a differing of distance and shot dispersion with the new Cleveland Launcher fairway wood, so much so that I really wanted to get to the bottom of it and bring you on the show to discuss the club, because it's not something we see every day. We know a lot of companies make claims of longer distance, more this, more that, but we saw it in real world testing by regular golfers that are not affiliated with our site. So we wanted to bring you on to kind of get to the bottom of that. And I'll stop my rambling here and kind of discuss with you the testing and why people are seeing a distance increase first with the new launcher.
Well, I think the biggest thing and the most basic side of it is that we've taken a lot of weight out of the fairway wood, and that's sort of the crux of what's creating the speed into the impact and what's creating the distance. But if I were to take a step back to just our overall thought process, if you were to go back a couple decades when people, bought a driver, a 3-wood, and a 5-wood in a set, the fairway wood was really just for that. It was for hitting out of the fairway. And what's changed is that it's become so much of a driving club for people. They're trying to hit it as far as they can. The average player might use it off the tee on a tighter hole. The better player might use it to turn the ball over or to shape a shot off of the tee on a difficult par 4. So it is very much a smaller version of the driver, and we wanted to put a lot of the driver technologies that we've developed into that product to try to maximize distance. Unlike a lot of the other clubs in the bag, fairway wood is not usually just meant to go 210 yards or a specific distance. People are usually trying to get onto a par 5 and 2 or hit it as far as they can off the tee. And so distance is very much our focus, and we really applied a lot of our driver research to this particular club, and we think it's going a lot farther.
Now, one of the things that immediately jumps to mind when people look at the specs at clevelandgolf.com is there are different models, and I don't mean different flexes and things like that, but you do offer different lofts within your 3-wood.
Yeah, it's very much similar to the driver thought process. So there's lots of ways to fit a driver, but I think that any expert in the industry would tell you that loft is probably the most important part of the fitting process, followed by the actual shaft flex, whether it's regular or stiff. And so when you're taking that driver mentality and applying it to a fairway wood, we've realized that there's so much loft fitting that needs to happen at the tour level and even at the consumer level. So this 3-wood comes in three different lofts. It comes in a 13, it comes in a 15, it comes in a 17. And some people look at the 17 and think, hey, well, that's a 4-wood loft, but there's a little bit of a difference in the mentality here in that it's not a smaller head, it's not a shorter shaft, it's not a heavier club. It's a 3-wood, it's a high-lofted 3-wood. That club in particular has been extremely effective for us in that a lot of players have trouble getting a 3-wood off the ground when they're hitting it off the deck, and giving them that extra couple of degrees of loft can increase distance where you typically think more loft might go shorter.
True story, and I won't get too sidetracked about technology. I tested these out myself after the testing was done, and I found on the launch monitor that the 17 degree due to launch conditions actually went further for me than the 15 and the 13 did.
It's very common. Whenever you're challenged with trajectory on a 3-wood, for a lot of players, unless they're playing on really firm conditions, you can lose a lot of distance by not getting the ball up in the air. And for the better player, we see a lot of better players considering the 17. If they're hitting the ball far enough, it's going to land a lot softer and make for a better approach on that type of shot. So it's a great option, and loft fitting is super, super important in the fairway wood.
Now, you talk about fitting here, you know, with loft and how it's the most important thing, and we see it all the time with drivers where all of a sudden somebody thinks, oh my God, I can't possibly play a 12-degree driver, and you don't really have that thought in 17-degree and changing with the lofts of the fairway wood. But in terms of speaking with fitting, as you just said, the two most important things that you've come up with, at least, or in your mind, are loft and shaft. Now, the shaft in this is not your normal run-of-the-mill standard shaft that a lot of manufacturers are putting in their fairway woods.
Well, we're very much privileged, I guess I would say, to have a relationship with Miyazaki, in that we have the same parent company. And Miyazaki is a shaft brand that's part of SRI Sports. The factory's been making shafts in the Asian market for the past 20 years, and they specialize in sort of premium ultralight types of products. And so what we did here was, in a search for speed, we wanted to make a shaft that was that much lighter to deliver the club a lot faster, but we knew it had to be a premium and very precise construction. There's sort of a stigma against doing lightweight shafts in fairway woods. People usually think of putting in a 10 to 20 gram heavier shaft in their driver. And so just breaking down that long-term thought process and fitting was a big deal for us here with this club. And using that Miyazaki shaft, we had a product that performed very consistently and delivered the club head a lot faster into the ball.
Now, you said that most people consider putting a heavier weight in their fairway wood, and I always had, you know, before I tried the Siku Align. Why is that? Is that just something that kind of happened? I know people have always tried to go lighter with their driver, or many golfers try to go lighter with their driver. Why in the fairway wood and the hybrids did people definitely try to go heavier? Was it just for a gap filling, or was it comfort? What was the reason for that?
Well, you have a natural progression in shaft weight from the driver to the wedges, and you're usually talking about a progression from, let's say, traditionally 70 grams up to 130 grams or a number like that, 120 to 130 grams. And so there's that natural thought process to have that fit in between. But what's happening on the driver side is you're seeing, not only with Miyazaki, but with several shaft manufacturers, a push in the lightweight direction, and you're seeing the best players in the world considering shafts that are under 60 and even under 50 grams. So as you pull that direction even lower with the driver, it naturally makes sense for the fairway wood to follow. And when you take a driver thought process in designing a fairway wood, that's where you have to be able to change the long-term mentality of fitters, and that people are looking for distance. Let's try a lighter shaft, a lighter grip system, and deliver that fairway wood that much faster into the ball.
Now, in terms of staying with weight, what is we constantly hear from consumers the argument that I just can't play a lightweight club. I feel like I'm out of tempo. I feel like I have to slow my swing down. What is the reason that they're feeling that, and how can that be fixed without going just to a heavier shaft?
Well, we think that the launch monitors see the total weight or the static weight. So if you were to pick up the club and just hold it in your hands, not at the grip, but sort of weigh it like a scale, that's the total weight or the static weight of the club. What happens in golf is a very dynamic motion, and what's true is that the body tends to feel the swing weight or the club moment of inertia much more than they feel the static weight. So if we design a system that's lighter, as long as we balance it out properly, we can, in effect, trick the senses. We can make a lighter club feel the same weight as a heavier club. And in some cases, you could take a heavy club and make it feel light, if you can believe that, if it's out of balance. So you could put a 90-gram shaft in a light-headed fairway wood, get a light swing weight, and that would feel lighter to the player than a very lightweight shaft with a heavier head that's a high swing weight. So it's all about striking that balance, and we do a lot of player testing to make sure that the club feels like what they're expecting it to feel like. We don't necessarily want ultralight equipment to feel lighter. We want it to play lighter.
Now, one of the things that we've heard previously is that people are kind of switching gears in their bag. They have a driver, and then instead of a normal three wood, they're going with a deeper three wood that's easier to hit off the tee. I know a couple of the brands offer both a regular fairway wood and a deep fairway wood because it's more of a driving fairway wood, and getting away from the fact that sometimes our egos don't want us to play a 12 or 13 degree driver, but we really should be. How is this different from hitting off the deck than just going to a driving club because we're seeking distance?
Well, the biggest and most obvious difference between a driver and a fairway wood is the face size and the face depth. So if you have the ball teed up, you're generally trying to strike the ball at or a little bit above the center of gravity to create optimal launch conditions. So the deeper the face, the higher the ball needs to be teed off the ground. Now, with a fairway wood, you can tee it off the tee, right? But in a lot of cases, you're also trying to use it from the fairway or from the rough. And so a lot of that comes down to what you're expecting that club to do, whether you'd like it to be another tee club or whether you still need to have the versatility out of the fairway. And we're trying to develop a club that can create a very hot, penetrating ball flight off of the tee, but it still has the capability to be hit off of the turf. So I would say we're a medium to medium deep face, and then a lot of our crown geometry, our crown thickness, and our overall design is meant to get the center of gravity as low as possible within that chassis.
Now, one of the things that is interesting to me with this design, again, going back to the shaft, is it's not your standard shaft. It really is an aftermarket shaft that, because of your partnership and parent company, you're able to put this into a standard fairway wood. So the obvious question, and I don't mean this to sound salesman-y in any kind of way, is how does another company compete with that? I believe you guys are one of the few that own a shaft company.
Yeah, and by having that relationship with them, Miyazaki only makes aftermarket shafts. So in the past, in a lot of cases, we would work with one of the very good shaft OEMs to produce a shaft that was sort of a consumer price type of product. In working with Miyazaki, there's some benefits to the relationship in that we can put in a shaft from a premium shaft manufacturer without the markup that's required in a relationship with an outside company. That being said, the shafts definitely cost us more money. They are made in Japan, and so there's obvious cost to sort of the Japanese manufacturing process versus some of the other countries, and that is something that we absorb because we think it's that much of that much importance to have a premium shaft in all of our products, and we'll be doing that in a lot of cases moving forward.
Now, with the fairway wood, you know, we've seen a shift in dynamics, so to speak. For years, it was driver, 3-wood, 5-wood, 7-wood in some cases, and then you had your irons, and then it was let's lose the 5-wood or the 7-wood completely, and really most people, or I shouldn't say most people, a lot of golfers have even dropped the 5-wood mentality and gone just driver, 3-wood, because hybrids have taken over and given both more distance, higher ball flight, and so on and so forth. What is the philosophy now that Cleveland, let's say somebody is a Cleveland staffer and they want to play an entire Cleveland bag, I know fitting is the best solution, but should they be looking at a fairway, or how should they be able to go through and finding if they should be playing more fairway woods than hybrids and vice versa?
Well, a lot of that, that's a great question. We test that a lot, and a lot of that comes down to personal preference. Some players feel more comfortable standing over a 7-wood than they do a hybrid of the same loft or an iron of the same loft. Other players would much rather look at a 2-iron than they would look at a 2-hybrid or a 5-wood. So you first have to ask yourself that question. Now, in terms of the characteristics of each of those clubs, fairway woods usually have a deeper center of gravity, they have a shallower face, they have a longer shaft, so they're typically going to produce a higher trajectory, and they're going to typically have more speed into the ball. And so for a player that doesn't hit the ball extremely high, the fairway wood of the same loft will probably go the farthest. For a strong player that spins the ball a lot and creates a very high trajectory, they will probably lose the distance that they've made with the speed of the 5-wood to spin and ballooning. So that player, in a lot of cases, will hit two hybrid, you know, 19 degree hybrid, or even a 2-iron much farther than they would hit that 5-wood. So it's kind of that balance in terms of what player you are and being honest with yourself. There are definitely better players, even tour players, that are insistent on keeping a 2-iron in their bag that would probably hit a 5-wood or a 2-hybrid farther than their 2-iron, but they want the lower trajectory for playability in the wind or for other reasons, or they just can't get over looking at a hybrid or looking at a 5-wood. So back to the original, you know, the first part of that discussion, what do you like looking at? What are you comfortable over? And that's probably at least half of the battle.
Now, with the battle, as you call it, of finding the right equipment, in today's day and age, it seems like it's an ever-changing thing. You know, there's always the latest and the greatest. And I know that, like we said in our testing, we found that this was longer for most golfers. How does one go about finding that set makeup and really stick to it? Is it really the general consensus has always been your driver, fairway, woods. A lot of people, they just have those match between companies. Does that give somebody more of a seamless transition, I guess is the easiest way to put it, in going from a driver off the tee to maybe switching to your fairway wood off the tee? Are you better off in many cases keeping your driver and fairway wood similar? That was a really rambling question, by the way.
No, it's good. I think that you touched on something that's extremely important, and one of the things that's changed a lot in the time that I've been working in the golf industry is the access that consumers have to very high-tech equipment to sort of help you make those decisions. Launch monitors are so prevalent now that there's no excuse not to find a good retailer, a good fitter, or a good demo day and really to take a look at your set. We've talked a lot about gap fitting this year for Cleveland Golf and irons and wedges and trying to make sure that we've got constant distance gaps. When we get out to the fairway wood and the hybrid, that thought process should continue. What do you want to do? How far do you want to hit it? As far as you can? Well, then let's work with the loft, let's work with the shaft flex and try to optimize your distance. Are you trying to hit your 5-wood only a specific distance? You're trying to hit it 205 or something to fill a gap? Well, then let's figure out how to do that as well. So with the number of options that are out there for consumers to truly learn about what their equipment does and what they need it to do, there's no reason not to get out and get fit and try to truly understand what the best set makeup is. The tour pros do it every week. It's part of their routine.
Now, you touched on the fact that consumers really do have that tour capability of fitting and finding equipment and high-performance equipment to them. Let's discuss a little bit about the tour. This club, you know, we see what's in the bag every week. This club seems like, for the run of the gamut, let's say the fairway woods from Cleveland this year, seem to be quite popular on tour, both with staff and without, with non-staffers. And I know you can't discuss non-staffers, but I can. What kind of tour success has this club seen?
We have a lot of people playing it, and there's two versions out there on tour. There's the full-size version that you'd see in the stores, and then there is a slightly smaller version. We have probably even usage between the two of those sizes of fairway wood. The Launcher FL is, as we talked about, driver-inspired, and it's a pretty large chassis, but probably half of the players and big hitters like Keegan Bradley, Tag Ridings, some of these guys, David Toms, are playing these full-size fairway woods. So that's probably first in their fitting process is what size do you like, and that's something that they have that they have a little bit of an advantage on with the consumer. But beyond that, they're getting into the loft fitting. There's a 14 degree version that's available out on tour as well. So they're, you know, maybe that much more precise where they've got to separate between a 13 and a 14. They're going through that fitting process and really working the club into their bag, and I think that the vast majority of our staff is carrying an FL in the bag this year.
Which is a pretty large number. I mean, Cleveland has a pretty large staff. It has one on tour already.
Yeah.
And what is the consensus from, you know, the fairway wood? Is it that this is the best product that Cleveland's put out in a fairway wood to date? Is it that this is, you know, this shaft is so perfect for my game, I'm going to put it in my driver? What is the biggest likability stamp, you know, asterisk point that the tour is giving you guys?
Well, the players definitely talk about distance, and you know, you'll hear about tournaments last week especially, you know, where guys are hitting that many more fairway woods off the tees. When the rough comes up, the guys are looking for distance, and so we get a lot of comments that the fairway wood that they get a really hot, flat ball flight when they tee it up and catch it off the top of the face. The other thing that's super important to the tour players is the feel, and we spent a lot of time engineering the feel of the club to be explosive and have a really hot feel off of the face, similar to a driver. We hear that a lot as well. A third point that's extremely important is the leading edge design, and we spend a lot of time engineering that. We're trying to create sort of a sliding effect, almost like the tip of a ski in what we call a parabolic leading edge. We want the club to sort of skip through and glide through the turf as opposed to digging. And so we do get some comments on that side of it, and that the club works really well from a variety of lies. So lots of good comments, and really it's been a very successful year with us for Fairway Woods and also the Massey Hybrid out on tour.
Now, I have two questions remaining, and both of them are going to be kind of putting you on the spot kind of questions.
Perfect.
The first one is, what do you play in your bag?
Okay. You want question two, or you want?
Yeah, we'll get to question two in a second, because you're probably not going to answer question two.
I am. I can't wait.
I'm sure.
No, I play a 13 degree FL fairway. I'm a guy that plays a 7.5 degree driver, and I tee it really low. That's a mental issue, but I'm usually trying to knock the ball down, and I hit a lot of fairway woods off of the tee. Anybody that knows me and plays with me knows I'm a little bit wild with the driver, but the fairway has always kept me in play. So it's been a very critical driving club for me, It definitely helps my game out when the trees start to encroach on a narrow fairway.
That's purely mental. They never move. The trees just don't move.
No, they do for me.
So the next question is, and we're hoping for an answer. We always do, but we rarely get one, is with all the technology in this club, what's next?
Well, we have a new line that's coming out in the fall here, and I can't talk in a ton of detail about it, but we're going to really push the geometry of the fairway wood to try to generate that much more speed into the impact. The next fairway wood will actually be a little bit bigger. It'll be even more driver-inspired, and we're going to try to generate more distance for players that have lost distance. So that line, we'll be able to talk about it with you in about 3 or 4 weeks after we launch it at our sales meeting, and we'll be coming out in November. But beyond that, we're also looking at clubs with additional versatility and some other families, and we think that the fairway wood is an area that we've found a way to offer something that's a reason for players to take that older fairway wood out of the bag and consider something else, whether it's a PGA Tour player, a high handicapper. We think we're just scratching the surface on what's possible with making improvements to the performance of fairway wood. So you'll see a few different lines from Cleveland in the next year that will expand down into the fairway wood category.
Well, that is quite an in-depth answer, and definitely more than we ever hoped we would get. I want to thank Nate for filling in for Golfer Gal. She's once again being lazy and staying away from her post. But there's a lot of information on Fairway Woods, and we hope everybody gets a chance to try them out. You can find out more information on the Cleveland Launcher line at www.clevelandgolf.com, and you can read one of our staff writers' review of that line at thehackersparadise.com on our homepage. So we hope everybody checks them out. We want to thank Nate for coming on, and we will definitely have to have you on again when the new line launches.
I look forward to it, JB. Thank you very much for the time this morning. It's always good to talk to everybody.
Absolutely. So for myself and Nate, stay tuned till next week's show. Goodbye, everybody.